Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Dan, who lives in a van. Dan, who lives in a van, and travels the United States, playing blackjack, making $20,000 to $25,000 a month, counting cards. So we're going to be bringing him on. He's going to be sharing a story and going over a few of the questions he has. This is just a super interesting topic to begin with. So let's bring him on and see what's going on. So Dan, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. What's up?
Not much. Just want to tell my story. I love everybody else who comes on and shares how they make money in weird, interesting ways.
All right. How do you make money in a weird and interesting way?
I actually play blackjack for a living and travel all over the country, counting cards and getting kicked out of casinos.
What? That? Okay. So first of all, I love the game of blackjack. Love it. So my guilty pleasure. I bet not many people know this. I love going to Vegas. Now, I don't gamble a lot. Like, usually, like, a few hundred. Like, usually $300 is my limit. But, oh, my God, I have so much fun doing that. That'll last me the entire night. Usually I'll break even or make, like, a little money. But you get so many comps, like, free buffets and stuff. How? Oh, my God, man. That's awesome. And how much money do you make doing that?
It depends how much I work. Like, I have all the time in the world. I make my own schedule, so I usually kind of balance it between happiness because I can work a lot more and be a lot less happy that month. So I usually average about $20,000 to $25,000 a month.
Wow. And how did you get started in card counting?
Well, I graduated college and living in my parents' basement still and working at Outback. I knew something needed to change. And after graduation, I couldn't get any job that paid more than I worked at Made at Outback every night. So I always knew about card counting, and I looked it up and I found this website and I put in my credit card info and studied my ass off for 3 months and just turned $100 into $10,000 while still at Outback. And I just quit my job after a team actually picked me up, and I went traveling on the road for 2 years.
Okay, so let me tell everyone because I've looked into card counting, obviously. Like, I want to beat the casino. So the casino. So basically, what you do is you see the card. It's called the up card. The card that you can see on the table. You are able to give it a number. What is it? +1, -1, or nothing, right? And then depending on where you are in that number, that final calculation is whether or not the cards are going to be in your favor for the dealer to bust. And then you can strategize based off that. Now, a lot of these casinos have ways of preventing that. How do you get around these casinos using, like, 10 decks or something?
Well, they only go up to 8 decks, and the more decks that they use, it doesn't lower the edge, but it makes you have to play longer to guarantee that win.
Yeah.
And it just raises the time you have to play. So 2 decks in Vegas, you can beat it in about 60 hours, but 8 decks usually runs you about 250 to 300 hours. And it all depends where they put that cut card. That's very important to card counters, that little plastic card, because the deeper they deal into the shoe, the more accurate your count becomes and the more valuable it becomes per hour.
Now, when you mean like 200 hours to be, like, how does that work?
So it's like flipping a coin. So the odds of flipping a coin is 50-50, but you can easily flip a coin and get like 8 heads and 2 tails. But if you do it 10 times, that's the result. But if you do it 500,000 times, you're going to be way closer to that 50-50 average versus the 10 times. So you just have to play more hours to see the edge.
Got it. So about 200 hours of playing is the point where you start to see your profit. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Got it.
Any one day, I can lose, you know, $10,000 or win $20,000. But in the long run of generating hours, you definitely see an incremental increase.
So how many hours would you say you play, I don't know, a day to make 20, 25 grand?
Well, I usually give myself, because it takes a lot out of you to be on the road for 4 to 5 weeks at a time. So I'll put in a good 6 hours a day while I'm on the road, and then I'll take a good 3 to 4 weeks off and relax at home and not really generate anything. But in the long run, I usually get about 700 to 800 hours per year.
Got it. Wow. And how do you get caught? I mean, you would think by now, putting this amount of time, that you wouldn't get caught. You would just find a way to kind of keep it secret.
Well, there's no way. There's only one correct way to play. And you can do things that are incorrect that lower your hourly rate and it costs you money. And I don't do any of those things, so I just play 100% correctly. And it's very, if you know what you're looking for, which obviously, you know, a pit boss of a major casino definitely knows what to look for. It's easy to spot. Like, I run into card counters all the time. Like, we see each other as plain as day. But the other gamblers are just invisible to the whole thing.
Wow. That's interesting.
But if you're a pit boss, you know what to look like. Because you start off small, like $10, $10, $25, $25. And then you're going up to two hands of $500, two hands of $800. Oh, and yeah. It's an easy pattern to pick up after, you know, an hour or two.
Got it. And it's not illegal, to be clear, right? Like, what you're doing is not illegal. It's just casinos don't like it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, I just think more than anybody else, and they don't like people who think in their establishments. And they have the right to accept anybody that they want playing, so.
Very true. So what's your question, then, coming from that? I think it's an impressive story. It's definitely unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my basic question is, I'm actually tired of it. It gets old grinding, like, trading time for money. And I just want my money that I've worked for to make money for me. And I just want to know the best way to go about that. Like, I've accumulated, you know, a decent amount of wealth early on in my life, and I really don't know the next step.
How much money do you have right now?
My money. Liquid, close to 150K.
Do you want to settle down somewhere?
Well, I bought a house for my parents here in Delaware. And okay. I'll probably stay local in Delaware.
Okay. You know, I think it's really up to you. I think I think the two biggest choices you have, you could do real estate. I prefer real estate because I want to be more hands-on with the investment. You could look into index funds, and you just, you know, you'll forever be able to withdraw about 3.5% of your money. So, you know, 150 grand, you know, gets you about like $5,000, you know, 50 something, okay. You know, something $100 a year. So like $600 a month or whatever. You know, you could end up doing something like that. Or starting a business. If I were you, okay, I would create your own program where you teach people how to count cards. That, I think, is your calling, you know?
That's actually a great business plan. And the guy that I learned from, like, it seems like he has just a monopoly on the business. And I would feel bad to cut in his market at all. Like, I have a lot of respect for the gentleman who has it.
My philosophy is this, okay? Because it's like, you know, everyone is teaching a very similar thing. Some people prefer to learn from him. Just let me give myself as an example here. I offer two programs. One teaches people how to grow as a real estate agent, the other as a YouTuber. Link down below in the description. But, you know, there will be people out there that just don't want to learn from me. For whatever reason, that's totally fine. Maybe they just relate to someone else. But there are people out there who would rather learn from me and find the way I teach to be better for them. So I think it really just depends on the person. The way I would look at it for you is that there are going to be some people out there who will learn better from you than they would from the person you're referring to, and other people who would the other person rather than you. So I think it's just offering a different perspective and a different way of learning. But it's entirely up to you. I think if you want to make money, I would invest some of that, 150 grand. It doesn't have to be a lot. Maybe 10,000, 15,000. Create a program that teaches people how to count cards. Sell it for like 50 bucks, you know? Sell it for a price where someone who's going to Vegas, wants to have some fun and learn beforehand, can go and buy this on a whim. You don't want to charge too much because otherwise people are really going to think about it. Charge a price where basically it's going to give them more value than what they're paying, even if it's 20 bucks.
Makes sense.
You know, as long as people get a return on their money. If you charge 20, you want to basically say, like, listen, if you put in the work in this, I'll make you 50. So it's going to cost you 20, but you'll make 30 in profit or whatever it is. You spend 50, you make 100. Teach people how to count cards and do it really effectively. Do it better than anyone else because you can go online for free on YouTube and learn how to do this. You want to do it in such a way that's better than everything else out there and more comprehensive. And basically show the value.
It's tough to learn for free.
Yes. So if I were you, if you want to make money, there's your way to make money. And then you can just invest the difference. But that's what I would do.
I'm definitely going to, you know, play for at least 2 more years and make a lot more money. But I just once I accumulate more money, just didn't know where to go from that point.
Real estate or index funds. That's just me, not financial advice, but that's what I would probably just end up doing. Real estate or index funds.
Do you recommend the stock market versus like renting a house for 20 years or?
Stock market, index funds, same thing. Totally depends on your style. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to go about it. You know, if you want something more passive, index funds or the stocks. If you want something more involved with a potentially higher return than real estate.
Okay. Because all I did so far was get a Roth IRA and just max out that per year.
How do your taxes work? Because I bet a lot of this is not reported, is it?
I report what I take out of my bankroll to play with and just use for everyday living and expenses so far.
Okay.
After I'm done, I'm going to report all of it.
Okay. And, I know you have to say that for the IRS. I'm going to report all of my income.
No, I really am. I have nothing to hide.
Okay. Do casinos, they give you a tax form over $10,000, right?
Yeah, if you buy in for more than $10,000 cash or cash out for more than $10,000 cash, so you got a CTR. Cash transaction report right there on the spot.
So I'm guessing a lot of people try to keep it under 10 if they're going to be doing something like that.
I try to keep it under 10, not so much to avoid taxes, but to avoid giving my identification.
Sure.
I'm in a lot, like the casinos form databases, and I'm in all the databases. So once they get my name, then the jig is up pretty fast after that.
Okay.
So I try not to give them my name whatsoever. Like, I don't want them having my name. I'm not trying to avoid taxes at all. So usually once I'm at, like, negative 9,000 or at plus 9,000, I'll walk away and just play the next shift.
Got it. Okay, well, that makes sense. That's smart. I was curious. But, I mean, super interesting. Definitely, like, very cool way to I always love hearing ways that people make money.
Yeah, and I actually got into van life, and I converted a Sprinter van to travel the world and so just live in my van and try, like, my expenses are super low. So
that's incredible, man. That is a story in and of itself. Just like living in a van, traveling the world, making like 20-25k a month playing blackjack. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, the world, it's coming up, the world. Like, I want to do the world, but I've only been to the Bahamas and Mexico and Canada so far.
That's insane. Oh, I love it, man. That is so cool. I'm happy for you. I mean, either way, you're going to be fine, but that is so exciting.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome adventure. I'm just enjoying it while it lasts.
Yeah. Anyway, man, well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, I appreciate your advice.
You got it, and thanks so much for sharing your story.
Yep, no problem.
Cool. Have a good one, man.
You too, bro. All
right, take care. So, yeah. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to destroy the like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Add me on Instagram. I post here pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, if you guys want 2 free stocks, sign up to the link down below in the description. Webull is giving away 2 free stocks. One of those is valued up to $1,000 when you deposit $100 on the platform. So if you guys want 2 free stocks, just make sure to go and sign up for that. Get the 2 free stocks and enjoy. With that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.